Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Radio Free Credit Union Show with your hosts, Jason Dyan and Troy Hall. Call in live to talk, 646-915-9274. Welcome, and we hope you enjoy the show.
Good afternoon on the East Coast, good morning on the West Coast, and a great day to you wherever you may be across this wonderful country of ours. My name is Jason Dias. You are listening to the Radio Free Credit Union Show. It is radio, it is free, and it is all about what is hot and happening in the credit union marketplace. I am normally joined by my co-host or the assistant to the host, Troy Hall. He had some credit union business to take care of. As you know, he's the chief operating officer of Big Ol' South Carolina Federal Credit Union, and they're discussing 2011 budgets today, so he may or may not be joining us here during the course of the show. On the show today, however, we are very, very glad to have Steve Richmond. He's the national spokesperson and trainer for Genworth Mortgage Insurance, and we're starting our Back to Business September today on Radio Free Credit Union Show. I want to talk to some people that are out there working in the credit union marketplace that you know, the Twitter and the Facebook and that kind of stuff, that's all fun, but there's a lot of real stuff, too. Not that that's not real, but there's a lot of stuff that goes on at the credit union that impacts the bottom line. And you know, with all of us traveling less and maybe going to fewer and fewer conference events, I know from personal experience a lot of times our folks out there, our friends, the vendors and things like that that come out to the shows and share their information with us, they do a lot of great research. They have a lot of great information. And so we're going to talk about a very, very, you know, relevant topic, mortgages. And we're going to talk to Steve with Genworth Mortgage Insurance about his take on where things are right now, 2010, with the economy, with the mortgage marketplace, and all of that stuff, and we're looking forward to talking to him. I need to send out a huge million times thank you to Jan Page and the folks down at Community South Credit Union. As I talked about it last week, they were our first AdTrax client. They had the beautiful AdTrax card. I'm looking at it right here, a gorgeous, gorgeous AdTrax card with the music download code on the back, the commemorative Friday Night Football edition of their big rivalry game between Chipley High School and Vernon, which Vernon won 21-7. They handed those out on Friday. We've been tracking the results of the AdTrax campaign in real time all through the weekend. We showed up at the first high school, Chipley High School, on Wednesday morning, put on two concerts, one for the freshmen and the sophomore and one for the juniors and seniors, and repeated that on Thursday over at Vernon High School. And I'm telling y'all, I've said it many, many times. You know what? If you want to reach Generation Next, you've got to speak their language. And it is not a spoken language. It is the lyrical language of music. And I beheld with my own eyes and witnessed firsthand the excitement that is generated by a live musical event combined with the AdTrax card for the kids. Were all over. They wanted them. They wanted one to take home. We track in the results. We've had downloads in Florida, obviously, North Carolina, Alabama, Houston, Texas, Idaho. Even had a visit to the Community South download page from somewhere off the coast of Guinea in Africa. So when was the last time you ran a marketing campaign and got measurable feedback in parts unknown all over the country and all over the world? So we're pretty excited about the AdTrax program. We asked this question last week. Where is the last thing you spent marketing dollars on? It's a very good chance. You know, I brought in today to the studio all the junk mail that accumulated in my mailbox while I was gone these past 3 days, and there is a lot of it. And the only thing I'm keeping, I think, was a coupon for a free dinner here in New Braunfels, Texas, Republic thereof, for a place that I actually like. And so that's the one thing. Everything else, going right in the trash. Didn't even look at most of it. So that's the world we live in right now. It is can be a little challenging to reach people in general, but young people in particular. And I watched with my own eyes Community South, a credit union in Chipley, Florida, begin to change its generational destiny with the programs they're working on right now with their cruising account, with the download cards, with the football games, and of course they're getting two branches, one at each of those high schools that we went and visited, and the kids couldn't have been nicer. My goodness, you know, you hear on the news about all the exceptions. You really do. You have to go and spend time at these high schools. That's why I'm such a big proponent of high school branches. If you've got your September 8th CU Times, you can find an op-ed from me on page 16. That picture's a little dated, however. I'm a little older than that now. But just talking about how important it is to use speed and using common sense and trusting your instincts to engage Generation Next. They don't listen to the radio. They don't listen to conventional, you know, television anymore. They fast forward through all the commercials. They are the, you know, if Generation Y was a moving target, the millennials are an invisible target, both very, very hard to hit. But, you know, I'll tell you what, Community South did that this week. I saw over 800 future car and home buyers, and since we're going to be talking about home mortgage insurance, can't have any home mortgage insurance without home buyers and people that are borrowing money to pay for their homes without that next generation of auto and home buyer. And I just got to say, everybody at Community South, every single person there, Jan Page, Kenny Ray, they could not have been kinder to us. They just treated us so incredibly well. And as all of you probably already know, the credit union marketplace is just filled with nice people like that. And so since we're talking about, you know, reaching that next generation and how important that's going to be, we're going to go to our guest right after this. All right, you're back on the Radio Free Credit Union Show. My name is Jason Dias, broadcasting live from New Braunfels, Texas, Republic thereof, and I am pleased to welcome to the Radio Free Air the national spokesperson and trainer for General Worth Mortgage Insurance, Mr. Steve Richmond. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Fantastic. Not a problem in the world. Jason, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. Well, you heard us talking about, and I'm sure you've listened to the show before, you know that Generation Next is a constant topic on the show. If you're a credit union or you work with credit unions, what have you heard from other credit unions about maybe some of the challenges of trying to connect with that, you know, even younger than Generation Y, that millennial generation, that high school and younger generation? What are some of the things that you've heard?
Well, I almost would back into that question in regards to what I've heard. It's almost sort of like, what have I not heard? And I do a lot of training across the country and speaking across the country, and it just reminds me of one of the presentations I did up there in New York, and I ended up changing the title after that presentation by saying, you are not your customer. And that's what people, I think, really need to start thinking about. They look at themselves, what they do and what they think about, but when they think about who the customer is, they're not like them, because the customer is going to be the customer tomorrow, and you're going to be looking at that younger generation. And when you look at that younger generation, if you're trying as a credit union to compete with banks for the lending dollars and things of that nature, I'm not sure that that younger generation, the 18 to 30-year-olds, really can distinguish between a credit union and a bank and know what the benefits, the pros and the cons to each organization is. But they are looking for that brand recognition, and I think that's one of the things that social marketing can really help that credit union world go after.
Yeah, you know, we spoke to a lot of the young people at the concerts we did this week in Florida, and it's not just the young people. I asked an English teacher, you know, do you know what the difference is between a bank and a credit union? She really had no idea. And so if nothing else, the concerts for financial literacy give the young people that immediate distinction. We explained exactly the difference between a credit union and a bank and the difference in how a credit union is going to treat an owner versus a customer, and it was very, very gratifying to see so many young people clamoring for the T-shirts and for the cards and just wanting to be a part of that Community South vibe. It was really, really cool.
And when you look at the young people today, one of the things that you'll notice is there's a concept out there that's in marketing that's called beehiving. And people, especially the younger generation, is saying, are you involved with the community? Are you giving back to the community? Can I reach out and touch you? And do you care about me as an individual? And that's where I think these types of events are just fantastic, because it says, I'm not this, especially on the credit union level, I'm someone who's local, I'm invested and involved in the community, I'm coming here to try and help you, therefore it's not about just that almighty dollar, I'm sitting here in regards to where you live.
Yeah, exactly. Well, switching gears just a bit, you know, like I said in the intro, when I was looking out at the audience, especially with the concerts that featured the juniors and especially the seniors, you know, when you're a senior, you're 17, 18 years old, you may be in our present economy several years away from really thinking about mortgages, but it might not be that far off. And I think the one thing that I've certainly learned from the generational recession that we've all been witness to is that the power of the American home, that ability to buy a house and all the things that you have to put in it, it was the centerpiece of how the economy was struggling along. And so what I wanted to ask you, as it pertains to the economy right now, the economy, the housing market, the job market struggling along right now, from your perspective at Genworth Mortgage Insurance, is there any good news, especially as it pertains to credit unions that are tuning into the show today?
There absolutely is. I mean, there is good news, especially when it comes to credit unions. The easiest way that I think about this, I was just on a plane flying out. I'm in Columbus, Ohio. I came in from Raleigh, North Carolina today, and I was sitting next to a woman on the plane, and she said, "What do you do?" I said, "I'm in mortgages and real estate." And she looked at me, and she said, "Oh, but there's really no money out there right now, and no one can get a loan." I think that misnomer is floating out there among the public right now and amongst the credit unions, who really have not suffered the degree of loss that some of the other lending institutions and mortgage companies have. They do have money to lend. It's really now in their sweet spot because it's more conservative type of a borrower that's sitting out there. And once again, that credit union is more involved in local, and the consumer, the borrower, the member, they're looking at what? They have that skepticism. They're a little bit nervous. They see certain names in the newspaper, but they're not seeing the credit union names that are in the newspaper, and that credibility is going a long way in being able to capture and give benefit to those members of that union.
There was it's actually a great point you made about the local aspect of all of this. You know, Jan Page down at Community South can log on every single second of the day if she wants and push a button and see how many young people are downloading these cards, and they put an email address if they want to. It's voluntary. But she was looking at the list. She was like, "Oh, okay, I know this person. I know that person. That's the English teacher at this school. That's the coach at that school." And I thought to myself, only a credit union, a present credit union could sit there and look at a list of 100 emails and be able to pick out individual people that she knows. I don't think an actuary at Chase or at Bank of America would have that ability. And I think there is a lot of value in strength, fair or unfair. I don't think credit unions are getting blamed for all the stuff that was going on with the banks. I thought there was a moment of opportunity for banks for credit unions back in 2009. I think maybe that opportunity, that window of opportunity is closing just a little bit, but I think you're absolutely right when you talk about consumers tend to go back to that local brand that they can trust, or that local brand they haven't seen on the, the front of the, Dow Jones report every night on the, CNN or Business Channel, whatever they might be watching. As it pertains to the actual
But crisis. Jason, can I just cut in there real quick?
Oh, by all means.
One of the things in which you just said that comes out, where the credit unions really haven't taken the blame, and so therefore they have that golden opportunity, therefore to go forward, they still have to pay attention very much to what's going on in regards to the banking regulations, because a lot of the new banking regulations that are going to come out are going to affect all types of lenders, including credit unions. And when you look at the qualified residential mortgage, credit unions are falling under that new category that's coming up that's out there for comment right now.
Yeah,
and I'm not sure if your folks are familiar with that or not.
Well, there's so many. Honestly, I kind of lean on the CU Times to keep up with all the regulatory stuff, but I know a lot of it is coming out, and it's not the fun part of the business that you have to talk about it, but it is certainly an important part of the business as you keep up with all of these, legislative changes and all of these compliance changes and stuff like that. But speaking more specifically about Genworth Mortgage Insurance, tell us how you ended up being, the national spokesperson of Genworth. I mean, did you always work in sort of the mortgage world? How did you get from there to here?
Oh, well, my background is wide and varied. I started off as a litigation attorney, and I was also teaching public speaking at Towson State University, now Towson University, part of the University of Maryland system. Always liked the teaching aspect and the speaking aspect, especially in regards to being an attorney, and then I got involved in mortgages, and I started to run a mortgage company and had a really good time doing that. And when the mortgage insurance company came along, I started to work with them, and I did some consulting for a lot of credit unions and lenders that are out there. And one of the things that I realized very quickly was that you keep talking about marketing and going after people and changing that public perception. Mortgage insurance did not have, private mortgage insurance did not have what one would call a stellar perception when it came to the public. And when I thought about that, I went back and I said that we need to figure out a way to try and not just talk to the credit unions and the banks, but also talk to the consumers, to the credit unions members out there to say mortgage insurance does truly have borrower benefit and start to change that perception that's out there. And that's sort of what got me going on the national speaking circuit.
Wow. We're visiting with Steve Richmond. He is the national spokesperson and trainer for Genworth Mortgage Insurance. And you just mentioned that there was a time when private mortgage insurance maybe didn't have the greatest reputation, and some people would say it had no benefit to the borrower or the member. How would you respond to that?
Well, I would say just as you're talking about when you're marketing and you're trying to evolve how you're marketing to hit that next generation, our product has evolved as well. Does it protect the lender in the event that there's a default? Absolutely. But as we talk about all these defaults that are out there in the marketplace right now, we have a homeowner's assistance program. I don't know if you've ever seen one of those great commercials, and I say great very sarcastically, where somebody says, hey, can't afford your mortgage right now? Send me $2,500 and I'll get you a loan mod. Well, if I had $2,500, I would be paying my mortgage right now.
Exactly.
But one of the benefits that was never marketed before was the fact that as a mortgage insurance customer, you have access to a team of dedicated professionals that will work with you to help you figure out if you're having trouble meeting your monthly financial obligation, be it a mod, be it a refi, be it a repayment plan, be it a short sale. Last year alone, over the last 12 months, we helped over 20,000 families, over $2.6 billion worth of mortgages, avoid foreclosure going through that program. And I tell people all the time, if you're working with a borrower that's having trouble meeting their monthly financial obligation and they're having trouble getting through to their servicer, ask them if there's private mortgage insurance on that loan. If there is, contact the MI company. But that's only one of the ways that we've evolved. We've introduced a job loss protection program. I'm not sure if you've even heard of that program or not, but it's really taking root and taking off across the country.
Yeah, I've not heard of y'all specifically, but I have heard of that. And I think, again, it's just one of those sign of the times types of things. One of the things we talked about with the young people at the Conference for Financial Literacy this week was that to be realistic about it, you have to expect over the course of your life as an adult, as you're managing your finances, that there are going to be periods of times where the economy simply isn't as good as it maybe was back in the, you know, heady days of 2005 and 2006, but that to expect things, but that there were tools out there for them to use at their credit union, online tools to balance and manage their finances and stuff like that. So you're absolutely right that there's a lot of untapped resources out there, and it's certainly in this day and age, when you think about job protection and stuff like that, a very, very relevant product. We're going to keep visiting here with Steve Richmond of Genworth Mortgage Insurance. We're going to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Radio Free Credit Union Show on blogtalkradio.com. Call in live to talk, 646-915-9274.
All right, we're back with Steve Richmond. He's the national spokesperson and trainer for Genworth Mortgage Insurance. Steve, when it comes to marketing, where do you see the current trends that are presently open to credit unions?
Well, the trends are everywhere. Why? What I think there a lot of credit unions are missing when it comes to the trends is the social marketing, and quite honestly, that's what you're going after, Jason. That's where you're trying to attack it. For the most part, it's free or it's not that expensive. It's a way that you can get out there, get a lot of brand recognition, and you can also show yourself as an expert within the industry by not just talking about your brand, but giving information and knowledge out there to the consumer so that when they figure out what they want to do, they're going to figure out what is totally best for them. So that's one of the ways that I start to think about that.
With the you spoke about a little bit earlier, some, you know, legislative regulatory changes. What other changes do you see that are coming in the mortgage lending market for credit unions that they need to be aware of?
Well, one big one is happening on October 4th, which is, about 3 to 4 weeks away.
Yeah,
you're going to watch FHA. you're going to watch FHA pricing increase. For the first time in the history of the FHA, they have recently hired a risk manager, and they're looking at balancing their risk and looking at their capital and how much money they're bringing in. And right now, you're watching an increase in pricing when it comes to FHA. When that happens, I think that the credit union, when they sit back, I always, and what we like to say in marketing is things that rhyme. If it rhymes, it must be true. And I always say, dare to compare. When you're going to watch the pricing change in regards to the FHA, can you do private mortgage insurance on that loan? If you could, dare to compare the pricing, because what you're going to find with credit unions, private mortgage insurance is going to be very competitively priced and typically is going to beat the FHA price when you're looking at Genworth Mortgage Insurance's rate card.
Well, that is an interesting point. Well, I know you travel around a lot. You do a lot of speaking and training online and in person, and I cannot tell you how much we appreciate you giving up some of your time to be here on the Radio Free Credit Union show today. I think you've shared a lot of really relevant information, and what I like about what you said just now is something that we talk about a lot, and that is, you know, taking advantage of the history that has been dealt to you. And it sounds like with this impending October 4th timeline, that there's going to be some options for credit unions to consider, again, from a historical standpoint, that maybe they didn't think about as much, you know, 18 months ago or 10 months ago. And if people need to get a hold of y'all at Genworth, how can they contact you?
We have a website. That website is mortgageinsurance.genworth.com. That's mortgage insurance, what we sell, .genworth, who we are, .com. And the information is all going to be loaded up on that website, and I'm more than happy to check that out.
Well, listen, you have a great weekend. I know you're traveling. Please be safe, and I hope we can get you back on the show real soon.
I hope you have a great end of the summer, and I thank you so much for having me. Take care.
All right, man. Thank you very kindly. All right. Steve Richman. All right, we're back on the Radio Free Credit Union show with 8 minutes remaining on the show. Just kind of wanted to talk about some other things that are going on out there. Obviously, still very, very excited about the events that we had this week down in Florida. It's worth asking, you know, when was the last time you literally, and I mean literally, got this generation that we're always talking about, we want to get their attention, we want them to pay attention to us, we want to market them effectively, all admirable things to want, but when was the last time you literally got them up on their feet cheering for your brand? And I'm telling you, I witnessed that this week down in Florida, and it was an amazing thing to behold. It's just, there are so many different things that you can do, and not all of them are right, not all of them are wrong, but the more I dive into this, We at the concert, at the first concert at Chipley High School, there was a gentleman there from the local TV station, and he wanted to have an interview on the stage after the event. And so he sat myself and Scott and Nike and Jan, the president of Community South Down, and he was doing an interview with us. And the whole time he's doing it, that the next period that was in that building was the, I guess what we would call the glee club or the chorus. And so all these kids were sitting there listening to this very, very informed conversation about the differences between a bank and a credit union, even though they had just heard a lot of that in the concerts. And I thought to myself, you know, here's 40 kids who didn't know anything about maybe Community South or the credit union, and they hear this interview, they're going to remember that. And I thought it was just kind of an accidental thing that it happened the way it did. And what was kind of cool is after it was over, the kids sang a bunch of a cappella songs for us. They sang the fight song, and then they sang a song that obviously I could relate to because it went back to my generation, Journey's Don't Stop Believing a cappella. So that was a great treat. And, you know, I said it in the op-ed that you'll find in the CU Times this week. I say it all the time at our live keynote events. If you can get your brand on a high school campus, I just think that is such a great best practice for a credit union, because in addition to you learning about the young people get to learn about you, and I don't really think you can place a price tag on that. Since we have a few minutes left, I'm going to see if I can go to one of our favorite guests and one of our favorite listeners out there, Christina Bricado down in North Carolina with Premier Federal Credit Union. I hope this is her. I'm going to check out and say, hey, Christina, is that you?
I'm here.
Hey, what are you doing?
On my printer, so it's a little noisy on the
end. Oh, I didn't know anybody printed things anymore. I don't have a printer anymore. What are you printing, or can you tell us?
Currently trying to plan our big fourth quarter promotion, and I just typed up my to-do list because I need something that I can just start marking things off of.
So what do you make of the show without Troy? It's so much better, isn't it?
What? Say that again. I'm sorry.
I said, what do you think about the show without Troy? It's so much better, isn't it?
No comment.
I miss Troy. We always talk about, we both have jobs at credit unions. We both have responsibilities. And, oh, my goodness, guess who just called in? Hey, Troy, is that you? Hey, Troy, is that you?
Me?
Troy, is that you, buddy?
Yes, me. Can you hear me?
Oh, well, welcome back. It's nice to have you. You're on the phone with Christina Bricado with Premier Federal Credit Union. Say hello.
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful, thank you. I think I caught the tail end that Jason was covering for me.
I was actually telling Christina that the show without Troy is like no show at all, that, doing the show without the assistant to the host is just not the same experience. And so I was telling Christina how much I missed you.
Well, thank you. And I miss you, too, and I'm so sorry that it ended up this way. But, the good news is we're talking to credit union folks, and credit union folks realize that sometimes we have business that we have to handle. So that's just the way that worked out.
Well, yeah, Christina's in her office right now. She just printed out her fourth quarter promotion to-do list. So apparently people are multitasking all the time during the show, and my guess is that's probably a good idea, because given the option of doing real work and listening to our show, I think probably real work trumps our show each and every time.
Well, definitely. It certainly has a list on the priority, doesn't it?
Well, hey, Christina, man, good luck with that fourth quarter promotion. And when you find out what you're going to be doing, we'll have to get you back on the air to talk about it.
Sounds good.
All right. You have a great weekend in North Carolina.
You too.
Okay. Bye, Christina.
So, man, how's everything going? I missed having you on at the beginning of the show. We spoke with Steve Richmond. He is the national spokesperson of Genworth Mortgage Insurance, just about, trends and things going on with private mortgage insurance, the kind of the economy in general. So we're sorry you missed that, but I know you'll get to hear it in the archive version.
Yeah, absolutely. I do listen to the archive all the time, in which, by the way, if some of our folks do not take advantage of those archive items, they would be remiss. And so I am going to offer a little plug that they can even use those archives as supplement to some of their meetings that they have with their staff. And it is an opportunity just to simply put it out there, almost like a book that you might read. So some archive versions specifically talking about some things. Because, the guests that we have had on the show have really been spectacular and brought some really good ideas forward. And the thing about it is to make sure that individuals remember that it's not just maybe that idea that's so great, but it's the other ideas that are spawned from that idea. It's the catalyst that actually brings the dynamic and the creative and the brainstorming process together. And I really appreciate the work you do, Jason, to actually get a lineup of guests who are creative and who are forward-thinking so that we can be fueled in that process.
Well, I enjoy it, and I really appreciate all the guests that come on. Before you mentioned the guests, I was going to say that our show is probably more like a comic book, not so much like a book, but I think the guests probably elevate it to the status of a great book or a really good novel.
Actually, I don't know that there's anything wrong with a good comic book either. Yes, and I have the role of the Joker, so I'm already cast.
Yeah. How did Thursday Night Lights go last night? Did y'all have one last night?
Last night we did not because
did
it
not
was
have
the
one, okay.
It was the intro to NFL football, which
it
trumped
was.
Just about everything that was happening out there.
Yes, it is. I am I'm presently sitting here in my Innovations Federal Credit Union T-shirt. While we were on our trip in Florida, we went down and visited. You remember we had David Southall on the show a couple
yeah.
weeks back, one of my favorite shows. And we went and met with him at his main branch, beautiful credit union. They've gone to the cashless branch, just really, really nice. And they hooked us up with all the gear, the koozies, the T-shirts. They even gave – they had one beach towel left, and Knight got that. But they just put on such a nice spread, and they're always so very kind when we're down there. And I'm hoping to get him back on the show when he does whatever this top secret thing that he's planning on doing, probably in the fourth quarter.
I know, yes. And he was teasing us with top secret. It's sort of like when my wife says, "We'll have something to tell you, but we'll wait till you get home." And I'm like,
yeah,
"No, I don't want to wait till I get home. I want to talk about it now." So.
Well, we've got about 40 seconds left in the show. Anything big and busy going on in South Carolina this weekend for you?
It is the restaurant weekend, so we're getting tons of discounts on going to these restaurants.
Right.
And as you know, Charleston is the third most popular food destination in the country. So we were.
I did not know that. So again, I learned something new today. Hey, listen, we've got 10 seconds left on the Radio Free Credit Union show. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. Join us next week, same time, same place, same faces, and we will see you then.
See you then.